Today's edition of The Barn In Depth with Brian Ulmer is brought to you by...
The Colorado Beef Council has created a new online directory to help connect Colorado farms and ranches that sell beef with consumers who want to buy it. Here's Executive Director Todd Ingley.
You know, we raise some of the country's best beef in this state, and Colorado consumers really deserve to have that opportunity to directly take advantage of that.
Check out the Colorado Beef Directory by visiting the Colorado Beef Council's website at cobeef.com. This message brought to you by Colorado Beef Producers and their $1 per head beef checkoff.
Within an exclusive interview with The Barn, Farm Journal's host and executive producer of U.S. Farm Report, Tyne Morgan, talked about the Pro Farmer Crop Tour and the devastation in Iowa to not only the corn and soybean crops, but the grain facility storage infrastructure too.
Yeah, and we've talked to some commercial grain facilities, you know, that had millions of bushels worth of storage, and let's say, you know, five out of their seven grain bins were caved, and they caved because, you know, they weren't full of grain. This time of year, they've emptied them out preparing for harvest, and so they had some damage. The one facility we talked to said, listen, we knew we were going to have some corn on the ground based on a big crop and some carry in this market. Now our storage piles are going to be even bigger. But you talk to some of those farmers that, you know, had their grain bins damaged, can't find steel, can't find labor. I mean, they know they're not going to be able to have their grain storage back up by harvest. And so they're looking at grain bagging and things like that. But some of them are just going to have to take it to the commercial grain facility. Some of those that had damage as well that are going to be putting it on the ground. So it is going to be a logistical nightmare, to say the least, this harvest, definitely in that Iowa area in just a few weeks.
By the way, Farm Journal is hosting their first ever virtual field days, August 25th, 26th, and 27th, and Morgan said folks need to get signed up for this free event as soon as possible.
It's a host of things that you can learn, from livestock to lifestyle to machinery to crops to marketing to policy. I mean, there's something for everyone, and it's a virtual experience. So some of it will be live that you can watch online. It's August 25th, 26th, and 27th, but it's also on demand. So you can go in and really cater your experience to whatever your needs are. You can sign up at farmjournalfielddays.com, and the best part, it's free.
And on the last day of Farm Journal's virtual field days on August 27th, there's a huge concert, which will benefit 4-H.
You'll have a chance that final evening for our hashtag Farm On benefit concert with some of country music's biggest stars to give back to 4-H. And kudos to these country music stars who really wanted to rally around the future of agriculture and find a way to support them.
For the latest full agenda or more information about Farm Journal's field days and the hashtag Farm On virtual benefit concert for 4-H, visit farmjournalfielddays.com. And there's much more of the interview with Farm Journal's Tyne Morgan online inside the barn.
For ag, news, markets, and more, visit barnmedia.net.